The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, brought to you by the Senior Solutions team at the Eric Stewart Group. And I welcome Candy Watts. She's a member of the Eric Stewart Group, and she's here to discuss a few topics. Candy, you've just listed a property in a 55-plus community in Haymarket. Tell us about that, and also I'd like you to give some information today on reverse mortgages and how someone who might want to buy that property could use a reverse mortgage to purchase it and why that would be beneficial.
Hi, Eric. Yes, my new listing coming up in Heritage Hunt is a detached home, probably one of the largest lots in Heritage Hunt, fully fenced in backyard, three bedrooms, three full baths, partially finished basement, but I would almost call it unfinished because I think it's ready for somebody to put some really good touches on it. Screened-in porch, deck, small patio, one bedroom, one full bath up in the loft area with a den. Really nice home.
That'll list for about how much?
We're scheduled to list it for $569,000.
That seems to be a sweet spot right now in the 55-plus communities and under $600,000. How old is this property?
I don't have that information with me. I believe it's probably about 14 to 16 years old.
That sounds about right. And that age means that the property was built with good quality code standards, and the community has already been completely developed. What are some of the benefits of living in that community?
This community offers tons of amenities. It has its own private golf course. Mm-hmm. It is a gated community. It has a community club with a restaurant, has pools, tennis court, has every imaginable amenity you could probably want in a community like this.
Fantastic. Now, with that price point at $569,000, how is it that a reverse mortgage would be a good way to purchase the property? How would that work?
Well, I have to first disclose I am not a reverse mortgage expert, but while doing some research from one of our clients, I found out a lot of information about reverse mortgages that I never realized. For instance, you could buy a house on a reverse mortgage, which means you would have no mortgage payment to make the whole time you're living in that house. And of course, the formula really depends on each individual person, their age, life expectancy, mm-hmm. possibly even male and female. I understand that it's based upon the youngest person of the spousal group.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, kind of in a nutshell, what it is that if you have a larger house to sell, that you're downsizing into a smaller 55-plus community, instead of shelling out $569,000 of your equity that you just gained from the sale of your larger home, let's say, for instance, the calculation said that you can borrow up to $250,000 in reverse mortgage. At that point in time, you'd only have to make up in cash the difference between $250,000 and $569,000, which would be the purchase price of this home.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can keep a lot of your cash in the bank and have it for living on for, you know, as long as you're going to live.
So I have a client who actually did exactly that. And I think for a $600,000 property, they ended up putting about $250,000 in to purchase. And based upon their age, they never have to make another mortgage payment. They're not going to build equity in that property, but all they had to pay was that amount, one-time lump sum, and they're finished. And that allows the mortgage company essentially will get all of that equity that was put in, plus any upside that the house has. But there's no risk to the homeowner in just having security and, again, not having to face a mortgage payment for the rest of their lives. Interesting way to go about it. Now, if you're interested in getting a reverse mortgage, as Candy said, she's not an expert. She's not a lender herself. But we can make recommendations if you'd like to speak with mortgage professionals. Feel free to give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group and ask for Candy at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. Candy Watts, licensed appraiser for 15 years, when she comes out to your house to consider helping you sell your property, she'll look at it not just with the critical eye of a real estate agent who will add value, but she'll look at it for the sticks and the bricks like an appraiser will. So you won't be making mistakes if you bring Candy in to sell your home. Candy's a part of the Eric Stewart Group, and she's one of our senior real estate specialists. Thank you, Candy.
Thanks, Eric.
Super thick tires got my gas and brakes. Grosseen and Moen, they give me double takes. Yellow standard rims, 1025 speed. This lawnmower is all I need.
All right, so have you heard about this Maryland man who's been mowing people's lawns around the country? Yes, it's part of his 50-state mission. 28-year-old Rodney Smith is on a mission to mow 50 lawns, in 50 states for the elderly and the disabled. And his quest just came into Maryland. And he helped Joe Grzynski and Mary Grzynski, 85 and 84 years of age, by mowing their lawn for free. What I love about this is that his organization that he's doing this to raise awareness for is called Raising Men Lawn Care Service. His goal, it's a 50-yard challenge, is to raise awareness for those who are veterans and those who are older who need assistance, who need help, and need others to step up and take care of them. I really appreciate his example, and it's one that I've tried to encourage my kids to do by shoveling snow for neighbors who maybe are not able to do it for themselves or just reaching out. Do this, train your kids this way, train your young men this way, and they'll grow up and they'll understand the value of those around them. As we chatted about last week on Senior Solutions, it's important to look at the older demographic, those who are 30, 40 years ahead of you, as great resources, as people to actually reach out to and find out more about. Even though they may not look exactly like you, they may have issues, they may not be healthy, they have great stories to tell, and they just want to have an opportunity to share that with you, and you have the benefit of learning from them. And frankly, they want to hear your story too. So let's go out of our way to care for those who are in need, those who are older, those who are veterans, perhaps like the Grzynskis who couldn't mow their lawn anymore. It was just kind of hard for them to do it. So I really appreciate Rodney's example. Well, when it comes to Senior Solutions, we as a company try to bring you the truth about caregiving. And I know that this month, being the month focused on caregiving, there are many who are caregivers who are not getting the kind of care themselves at a time of great need. When we have millennials, which are those are the kids who were born up until 1996. Generation Z is everybody from 1997 and later. The millennials are actually taxed now while they're fully employed in caring for those who are older. Maybe it's mom or dad. Maybe it's grandma and grandpa. And so if you can go out of your way, spend a little bit of time caring for the men and the women, the kids who are taking care of those who are older, look out for them. They need critical support, and I'm going to give you three steps to consider. Number one is the logistical support. If you have a family member who's caring for somebody who's in need, look for a way of providing something simple like just a meal each day, making them a cup of coffee, taking them to a doctor's appointment. I mean, we're talking about the caregiver, okay? So you could, as a family member, care for the caregiver while they're pouring themselves out to care for those in need. Anybody who's a caregiver listening right now, you know that when you're on, you are on. You are not off. You have to be on 24/7 and completely focused to make sure you care for that person. And aging parents can help out by downsizing and bestowing your assets now. Don't wait until you can't move, and don't wait until you're too old and your kids can't really enjoy that with you. Enjoy it with your kids. Think about setting up an IRA, a 401k, or an IRA for your grandkids now and put money into that. You can give them a certain amount of money, and if you put it into a retirement account where it's just going to sit there until they're 65, you're going to get them seeded for a lifetime of savings and train them early the importance of having a nest egg for the future. Also, employers, you can be more accommodating of the time off that you would need to give to those who are caregiving employees. If you know somebody is caring for mom or dad at a time when they're ailing, failing perhaps. We've got a guy in my team. His mom passed last year. And for about 3-4 weeks before she passed, he came to me and he said, "Hey, I totally understand if you can't keep me. I just cannot be here right now because my mom, cancer's come back and I got to take care of her." And so we just rallied around to this guy and we loved him. Amir, he's just a great guy. So if you can offer some kind of benefit and support those who are giving care to other people and rally the troops and say, "Hey, here's a member of our team who needs help," that's a great way to go. Businesses can also offer to buy long-term care insurance. You know, that really, you can actually buy insurance for the members of your organization that when they're young is very inexpensive. You can seed that money as well. Think about it. These are just a few ways that you can care for those who are caring for others. Hey, if you're listening and you think, you know, this is really timely, this all is so helpful, I want you to know you can listen to today's show anytime you'd like. You can do so on Spotify, which is an app for your smartphone. If you've got any kind of smartphone now, you know, you can download apps which are games or tools and whatnot. There are apps for listening to music and listening to radio. And you can listen to Senior Solutions Radio. You can listen to Pointing You Home, which runs from 8 to 8:30, and also Real Estate Now at night at 9:30. You can also friend us on Facebook at Eric Stewart Group. These are just ways for you to access what we bring you and go to our website. Log into our website, download our real estate guides. One of them is the Right Sizing Guide, which will give you tools on how to get rid of some of the stuff you've got and think about what places you might want to consider moving to. Download that information, find that benefit. Our goal is to help you make the best and informed decision for you, whether it's to stay where you are or make a move. What we want is what you want. Well, it's that time of the show where I invite our friend Stuart Rosenthal to join us. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
In our money section, there's an important article about how you might want to update your estate plan in light of the new tax law. Now, you might think the new tax law doesn't really have any impact on you, and in many ways, you know, it deals with businesses and other kinds of things, but there are some very important features there that will affect those of you who have wills, and if you don't have a will, you should have a will, and especially those of you who have any kind of trust accounts. So I encourage you to look at that. And before we run out of time, I want to remind people June 29th is the deadline for our upcoming Celebration of the Arts competition for people over 50. Four categories. Enter before June 29th at thebeaconnewspapers.com or give us a call at 301-949-9766 for more info.
Wow. That was a mouthful. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com to read every issue of the Beacon Newspaper. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
You can pick up your free copy or you can read it online at thebeaconnewspapers.com. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Now, back to Senior Solutions on WMAL. Here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar. Houseboat won't float, the bank won't tow enough. Too much stuff.
If you haven't heard of the VA Mission Act, which Congress passed in May and President Trump signed just last week, veterans of all eras will be entitled to caregiving assistance, okay? Now, this is a measure that's going to benefit World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and Gulf War veterans who need help with everyday activities, such as bathing and eating, dressing, getting into the car, whatever it might be. But this has not been signed into law yet, okay? The expectation is that this will be implemented, but not until at least 2019. Under the current caregiver program, you can receive a certain amount of stipend. But in 2017, caregivers received between $7,800 and $30,000 a year, according to a Congressional Budget Office report. And those stipends were not considered taxable income. But the new legislation will add legal and financial planning services for both injured veterans and their caregivers. So to be eligible, veterans have got to be in need on a regular basis for at least 6 months as a result of a serious duty-related injury, either physical, which includes traumatic brain injury, or some kind of psychological trauma or other mental issue. If you've got a clinical evaluation to determine how much care per week that you're eligible to receive, the maximum is 40 hours a week. You may qualify for this. Now, the expansion of this benefit is great. I'm glad that the president has signed that order into effect to care for those men and women who've served our country and those who are trying to care for them in their time of need, those caregivers, those family members, and other people that are working to care for those who've been affected by war. It's not a law yet, so remember, we'll have to wait and see once it becomes law. It can encompass planning services and financial planning services as opposed to just the stipend for some of the services. If you're not aware of it, look into it. Check out at the VA department.
Oh man, take a look at
my life, I'm a lot like you. I need someone to love me the whole day through.
There's hope for elder orphans in Anne Arundel County. Now, what's an elder orphan? That term is really not well known. The idea that you might have, you might be the only person in your family, only child in your family, and then mom and dad pass, and now you're an orphan because mom and dad are gone and you have no siblings, and maybe you do have kids or maybe you don't have kids. So whether you're an orphan at the age of 1 or 10 or 20 or 60, you still become an orphan when your parents pass if you're the only one in your family, right? So there's a 23% of the baby boomers, 23% of the baby boomers. So think about it. If 10,000 baby boomers every day are turning 65, then 23% of them, or 2,300 per day, are orphans, are going to be elder orphans or are elder orphans at the time. Some families just live too far away to care for them. If you don't have help, if you don't have the senior care services like many of these orphans need, their lives can be just desperate. And so being aware of elder orphan services is wise. Out in China, there are many elder orphans. There are many men and women who, historically, we think of the Chinese culture, I certainly do, as one that would care for its own. Mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, and the kids all lived together in the same house, much the way that American society was up until, you know, the 50s and 60s and 70s. And now, parents and kids, it's very rare to find a multi-generational household. So listen to this ad that an 85-year-old man in China wrote. Lonely man, old man in his 80s, strong-bodied, can shop, cook, and take care of himself. No chronic illness. I retired from a scientific research institute in Tianjin with a monthly pension of 6,000 rumbai at $950 a month, essentially. I won't go to a nursing home. My hope is that a kind-hearted person or family will adopt me, nourish me through old age, and bury my body when I'm dead. Boy, that's gut-wrenching, isn't it? You know, that's very unlike most families. But what's happening is there's a widening gap right now between generations. You've got a generation, as we talked about Pointing You Home show, we talked about the millennial generation, which are those born before 1997 that are now working, that are now buying houses. Many of them are not having kids. They're getting older before they have kids, which means that the distance between you and your grandkids has grown. Similar things are happening in China. It's oftentimes the older people in society who pay the highest price in terms of the care gap and in terms of the social life that they would have enjoyed if they could stay with their families. Getting a more personal solution is ultimately what everyone wants, which is why we have retirement communities here in America. We've got continuing care retirement communities such as Rock Creek down here at Ingleside, right down here in Washington, D.C., that's developing a new community there called Creekside. And what a great spot that is, right off of Nebraska Avenue. Definitely worth a visit if you've not visited Ingleside there. They also have a community that is up in Rockville, and they have another one that is down in Occoquan that I spoke at a few weeks ago. What is a continuing care retirement community? It's essentially a place where you can move into and have your cares provided for at any stage of your need, depending upon independence, assisted, memory care, whatever it might be. Now, you have to qualify to move in, not only financially that you can pay to be there, but you also need to qualify mentally and physically. Because when you enter the community, there's a certain aggregate health that the community has at the entrance phase that then changes according to what people's needs are over time. So if you're considering a CCRC, as we call it, we have a free, just a guide. It's just really lists of different communities that are available here in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. We encourage you to go to ericstewartgroup.com and download that. If you're not on the web and you're thinking about moving to a CCRC, would like those lists just mailed to you, we'll do it. And there's no charge. It's just a part of our community service to those who are getting older and want to have information. So if you'd like that, call us toll-free at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. In-home care solutions are also good, but you know the costs associated with that can vary. If you don't have long-term care insurance and you're thinking about getting in, look into it, it can definitely help you at a time of need.
I'll be there for you.
What do you think about the power of friendship? What do you think about that? You know, you see these movies where there's four or five guys, they're all in the barbershop together, they're all in their 80s, and they've known each other for the last 60 years. There's something about that quality of friendship where you know how a person's life was, and you can touch a part of their life in conversation very, very quickly because of how long you've known them. Not many of us have that quality of trusted friend. In fact, many of us don't have more than one person that we would consider a really close, trusted friend. There are areas in our world that are called blue zones, where people live the longest. Did you know that what people find in those areas that they'll take the time for friendship and family time? They'll make that time a priority. You know, that helps to really stop the risks associated with isolation, depression, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, and so much more. Social networking is critical. And I'm not talking about Facebook per se, although there is a benefit to it. Recently, I announced that I'll be climbing Mount Rainier, Lord willing, on the third week of July this summer. That's in just 5 weeks. I brought it forward and I said, well, there it is. I snagged a spot at the last minute to do this climb that I haven't done since I was 17 years old. I'm so excited to do it. But you know, I'm kicking my butt right now getting ready. I'm working out every day, sometimes twice a day, and then taking a full day of rest every week. I'm eating differently. I'm really focused, and I've got a very interest-driven and motivated, organized life right now because of it. Through Facebook, I shared that I'm going to try this. I'm going to attempt to climb Mount Rainier, and I had a tremendous outpouring of people who like it and then commented, and then we had conversations. And I'm talking with people that I know all over the planet. You know, there really is a benefit to that. I shared something and I have interaction with lots of people, and it's really wonderful to connect with people through a social network like Facebook or Instagram or otherwise. But having people close to you that you can see and talk to, whose eyes you can read when you're having a conversation, there's nothing quite as powerful as that. So one way to consider doing that is by volunteering. We had Mana Food Center in last week to talk about how they distribute over 9,000 pounds of food every week. You know, they need volunteers. Getting involved in a charity organization would be a good way. You also might consider doing companion work, maybe just to try a community out. Reach out to a local CCRC you think you might be interested in going to eventually and say, hey, I'd like to volunteer. Can I come over? You know, they're going to be happy to have you. You can get a chance to see how the community runs from the inside out. Well, Senior Solutions is this show every Sunday from 8:30 to 9. We try to bring you interesting topics and conversations that all revolve around us, we who are over 50 years of age. Listen to us anytime you want on Spotify and other podcasting devices. And if you find yourself around tonight around 9:30, I'll be back here on WMAL with Real Estate Now, my national focus show. Always a pleasure. I'm Eric Stewart from the ericstewartgroup.com of Long & Foster. I'll see you next week.
You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too much stuff.
Do you paint or draw? Make pottery, jewelry, or sculpture? Or do you enjoy photography or poetry? In whichever of these arts you shine, you are invited to enter your works in the Beacon's Celebration of the Arts, an online competition for amateur artists 50 and over who live in Maryland, D.C., or Virginia. Winners will receive awards, cash prizes up to $100, as well as the opportunity to exhibit in one or more area galleries. In addition, photos of all winners and their works will be published in a special section to be printed in the Beacon this fall. You may enter up to 3 original works in each of the following categories: painting or drawing, photography, poetry, 3D art, meaning sculpture, jewelry, pottery, or mixed media. While there is a modest fee of $10 for each entry, entering will entitle you to a one-year membership in the Maryland Federation of Art. New members only, value $70. The online competition is open now through June 29th. For complete rules and to upload your entries, visit mdfedart.com/beaconcelebration. Questions? Call the Beacon at 301-949-9766 or visit our website, thebeaconnewspapers.com.